Libertarians are playing a smaller role in the presidential campaign than last time around. During the 2012 Republican race, huge rallies supported a longtime Libertarian favorite.
The Texas Congressman, Ron Paul.
This year, Ron Paul's son, Rand Paul, is running. But it hasn't been easy to build on his father's support. NPR's Sarah McCammon explores why.
Compared to 4 years ago, the crowds chanting President Paul are much smaller now.
President Paul! President Paul!
At an event near Iowa State University last month, Senator Rand Paul was defending his foreign policy, which often breaks with more hawkish Republicans. Paul had to explain that being a libertarian doesn't have to mean being an isolationist.
Most isolationists sort of like want to build a wall around the country and not interact with the rest of the world. Trade is a big part of being part of the world, and I'm for trading with the rest of the world. I'm for diplomatic engagement.
In Des Moines, longtime Paul supporter, 27-year-old Adil Khan, says Paul's approach still makes sense. He blames U.S. military involvement in the Middle East for the rise of groups like ISIS.
You can take out bad, but after it, there could be something that's worse. Because if we didn't go into Iraq, we wouldn't have a lot of this mess we have today.
But that's not the dominant view in the Republican race right now, especially since the Paris attacks. Florida Senator Marco Rubio used the issue to take aim at two of his opponents during a recent forum hosted by the Wall Street Journal.
At least two of my colleagues in the Senate aspiring to the presidency, Senator Cruz in particular, have voted to weaken the U.S. intelligence programs.
Rubio didn't even name the other Republican hopeful who voted against domestic surveillance of phone records, Rand Paul. He's barely registering in the polls, even in Iowa, where his father made a strong third-place showing 4 years ago by harnessing the youthful energy of the Liberty Movement.
There you go.
Well, not that youthful. This is 7-month-old Judah Curtinitis. His parents, Kelsey and Joel Curtinitis, met through their work for Ron Paul's Iowa campaign.
We would not have met if it weren't for Ron Paul, and this little guy, Judah, here wouldn't be here.
So you might think they're all in for Rand Paul, but not so fast. Joel Curtinitis says he still believes in the small government ideals of the Liberty Movement, but he thinks Rand has tried too hard to appeal to mainstream Republicans.
I think Rand's missed a lot of opportunities because he's chosen in some ways to water down his message in order to go for that election appeal that he was convinced he needed to win.
Curtinitis says Rand Paul has been too cozy with establishment Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Paul also has fallen out of favor with some libertarians for supporting increases in military spending. Joel and Kelsey Curtinitis are now backing Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz is surging, challenging political outsiders like Donald Trump and Ben Carson. GOP strategist Matt Strawn says they're harnessing a lot of the energy that was behind Ron Paul last time.
I called it in, 2012, as I would encounter some of these individuals around the state, that it was really the rage against the machine vote.
Strawn is a former Republican Party of Iowa chairman. He was forced out in 2012, and eventually supporters of Ron Paul gained control of the state party for a time.
They didn't want anything to do with the political class, the political establishment. They wanted to burn it down and figure out how to build it up later.
4 years later, there are even more Republican voters who want to burn the system down. And unfortunately for Rand Paul, there are lots of bigger personalities promising they'll do just that. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.